Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Well, Alicia and I literally just finished a conversation about how we're so excited for Halloween.
I can't wait.
I am so excited. I love Halloween because A, the weather's chilly outside. You get to dress up in any costume you want. You get to hang out with your friends. You get to eat some good candy. It's just so much fun. And also this year around Halloween, Pretty Basic is turning 5. So we have a lot to celebrate this season.
We have a lot to celebrate. And I also love how it's not just Halloween. It's Halloween month.
You're
any
so right.
Day in October. If it's a random Tuesday, I'm like, oh my God, let's watch a Halloween movie. Or if it's, there's parties all the time. Any excuse to dress up and go out, you can. It's just one of the best times ever.
Also, if you guys have a costume party to go to, or if you're like us and you need like 3 costumes every single year, Macy's has you covered because they have pretty much any costume you could ever want.
You can dress up from your favorite movie character or even a meme. I'm such a fan of funny costumes.
Yes.
I truly love funny costumes over sexy ones. Obviously, do whatever you want. You know, we all know I love a nice little sexy costume every now and then, but the funny ones are just so good. You're comfortable. You can be a little meme and it's awesome. And also, I'm usually not a big host, but we all know Remy is.
I love hosting, obviously. Something small, something big. If you are, you know, having a Halloween party or a fall party, Macy's also has decor and candy for guests and trick-or-treaters, as we all know. I got a comment on TikTok, actually, that was like, I just know Remy is the kind of girl that gives out full-size candy bars.
The king size.
Yes. Ever since I was a kid, and I would trick-or-treat and I would sit in my garage with Shane after trick-or-treating and you dump your candy out, you sort it, you trade. I always told myself I will be the house that gives out full-size candy bars, and I indeed am. So if you want to be like me, go to Macy's and get your candy.
Or you can be like me and keep the lights off and just not put candy outside.
I at least put a bucket outside.
So the one time we did that, someone took everything.
I mean, I was going to say, at least you're doing it though. Plus, you guys can get everything super fast when you order with same-day delivery, pick up in store, or you can use curbside pickup. So head on over to Macy's.com.
Woo!
Pretty Basic.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Pretty Basic. I am your co-host, Remy Cruz.
And I'm your co-host, Alicia Marie. And I have to point out the fact that we've kind of switched aesthetics.
Like, we did.
Look at me right now.
We did.
If you're not watching the YouTube video, I am in a light pink early 2000s set.
Light pink.
Oh my God. I can't think. A light blue early 2000s set. That's very Remy core.
So me. I already asked for the link so I can buy it myself.
Listen, it's very
comfortable. You're so right. And I'm wearing knee-high black boots. These, I made a TikTok on it. It went viral. But if you have extra wide calves like myself, not just wide calves, extra wide calves like myself, go ahead and check out Vince Camuto. They did sell out, but I'm sure they'll bring them back. And I'm wearing this cute little leather blazer and a little dress.
You look so cute.
Very fall. It's fall, y'all, and my black pink bows.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Thank you. That means the most coming from you.
Oh my God. I'll send you the link.
Please. I know. I want it. I want it in every color.
I think they only come in 2 colors.
That's okay.
It does run a little small.
Okay.
This is a medium, noted. And I think I could have done a large.
Noted for when I order.
Like, it's cute, but I'm like, a little bigger.
But those are kind of like meant to be fitted.
They're meant to be fitted.
They're not meant to be comfy.
Can we just talk about, if you really think about it, that was the only way to wear jackets. Extremely fitted.
Yeah.
Sweatshirts. A sweatshirt that is like too small when you can't even move your arms.
Mm-hmm. Whenever my mom asks for merch, she's like, can I get it in a small? And I'm like, Yeah, but don't you want it to be like 2XL so you can swim in it and wear it as a dress?
I just think of when poor Alicia in middle school, when all that was in were low rise skinny jeans and tight sweatshirts.
Ugh.
Like that, I hate it.
It's so uncomfortable. It just doesn't make sense.
So uncomfortable. But I feel like it's kind of coming back,
it's
obviously.
Cute. It's super cute. I'm going to definitely buy that.
So, Remy.
You did it again.
Remy.
Yep.
Remy.
I was teasing her because she calls me Remy.
Remy.
So, I mean, we haven't sat in the studio and caught up in a while and I've missed you so much.
Okay. Just like so much has happened. Mm-hmm. You're engaged, casual.
We covered that. We're done with that. I'm so over engagement things.
That's so funny because Alexis was over this morning and I mentioned, I was like, yeah, she's like, oh, you're going to talk about the engagement. I was like, oh, we already have a little bit. Remy's kind of like tapped out a little bit. She's just been talking about it nonstop. Mm-hmm. She's like, no, I live for it. I want to hear everything.
Oh, that's so nice. Our producer was like, do you want to talk about the engagement stuff or like read these things? I was like, no, I'm truly good for talking about it right now. I'm good for a while. Thank you though. It's been so fun and amazing, but I'm like, if I'm annoyed, I'm like, everyone's got to be annoyed.
I feel that way. Not about this, but even with vlogs, when the content's old or stale, I'm like, if I'm over this, no one else in the world wants to see this.
Yeah, that's exactly, which is, it's not true. Yeah. And I know there are some people that want to hear about it still or just whatever's going on. But right now I've just been in chilling in blissful little home honeymoon time with Cal.
So I'm back with Henry, my 2011 Nissan Sentra. There's no backup camera. I did just buy the bootleg like Apple CarPlay that you can get on Amazon for like $200. It just like suction cups to the front.
It's expensive.
On it, but it's great.
Yeah, well, you need it.
10 out of 10 recommend.
Because your car's over a decade old. It doesn't have, was the radio working?
The radio works.
Does it have a tape, like a cassette player?
I think it does.
Sweet.
I know. I could play some like.
You know what we should do? Tapes. We should take the CD from my children's book that I was on and do some exercises in the car.
We should. Also, no big deal, but he hit over 100,000 miles.
Okay, wait, but 100,000 miles for like over a decade is really good.
I know. Wow, that's really good. I'm telling you, it's a sleigh. I'm like, Nissan, how do I get a brand deal? How do we like do something?
Oh my God, you could get like a 2024 Nissan Sentra.
I would.
That would be iconic.
Oh my God, glow up.
I was telling Ollie it's time for him to learn how to drive. I've been saying it for a long time, but it is time. And I was thinking like, oh, well, considering the fact that when he did used to drive, he told me that he would put one foot on the gas and one foot on the brake. I don't know if I felt comfortable with him sitting in my car.
Maybe a Tesla would be better. So, because it's only one pedal. It's just on and then off.
They have a brake as well.
Wait, I thought they don't.
I think they have a brake, but I think that but if the gas works where you take it off, it stops. But I believe there's a brake still.
Oh.
I think. One time I drove Mia's for like a split second. I think there is, but maybe it'd be better if he drove your car instead of my car for the first time.
I kept telling him to drive the Aston. He was like, no. And I was like, we can go to a huge open empty parking lot. Mm-hmm. Like, it'll be fine. My insurance company probably would have hated that. But
have you seen I think it's Bob's Burgers. And I think Bob is teaching Tina how to drive and they're in a parking lot. And he's like, brake, brake. And it's going like a mile per hour and she crashes.
Wait, what was the first time you drove? Do you remember?
Yes. No, I don't remember exactly actually, but I do remember one time I had my permit and my parents really wanted In-N-Out and they were like, can you go get In-N-Out? And I was like, I have my permit. I'm not supposed to drive. And they're like, it's our secret. So they let me and Shane go to In-N-Out and get In-N-Out and come home and brought it to them.
Oh my God. Ashley was the first person. She like had me drive her car like in the neighborhood before I had my permit. And I remember being like, I can't do this. And she's like, it's fine. And I remember sitting on the opposite side, like not in the passenger seat and behind the wheel, felt so weird.
Yeah.
I was like, I feel so left. Like, I was like, this just feels so weird.
I love it.
But because I was the second kid, I was able to watch and I knew that just because you have your permit doesn't mean you get to do cool stuff. It just means you do all the errands that your parents don't want to do.
Oh.
So I took my time getting my permit because I was like, I don't really like care to.
That's
like,
so funny. Because
I saw Ashley just like go to the grocery store. Like she couldn't go hang out with friends. Like it was just like go to the grocery store, gas, like very like little stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And I remember my mom being like, don't you want to drive? And I was like, no.
No. I want to be driven around.
Like, no. And it's so funny because it's so my personality. Like I don't mind driving. I just don't love it.
Yeah.
I just don't love it.
I love driving, but I waited to get my license purely out of laziness. Like I was one of the older people growing up because I'm in February and all of my friends were like in August, whatever. So like I was significantly older than a lot of people.
So you could have been the cool person who had their license.
I could have had it so early. And I don't remember. I want to believe it was pure laziness that I just didn't get my permit. And then I didn't actually get my driver's license till I was like 17. I still have the same driver's license photo from when I was 17. I look like a baby. It took me so long to get it. I failed my permit test the first time. So I was so sad.
The written,
me too.
Oh my God. Yes. Wait, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I filmed a TikTok that was like, how many times did it take you to pass it? It took me, honestly, I only failed once, but I was so embarrassed.
I was so upset. I remember my mom took me to lunch because she felt bad for me. And then at lunch I kept pouting and then she got mad and she was just like, I don't feel bad for you. You just didn't study hard enough.
This is so funny. I took it too literal. I was like, well, you would speed up. Like, right? Like, that's what it's like. I would overthink every single thing. And I got too many.
Rachel Zane on the LSAT. All my Suits fans will know.
I don't know
what I'm talking about. That's Meghan Markle.
Oh, got it.
Yes. Well, so glad that we can drive now.
Yeah,
so
Ollie needs to drive.
Ollie should drive your car, I think.
I'm down for our
little church parking lot situation.
Yes, the church
by my house, I think, would be a good.
Yeah.
I've been actually scouting. I'm like, when is church not in session? When are good times to go?
Sunday night there's services.
There wasn't this Sunday.
Oh, okay. Maybe not there. I was like, no Wednesday, no, you know, maybe like Saturday morning.
Okay, good idea.
Yeah. Or like a Costco parking lot. You just need one.
No,
with,
oh. Costco's never empty.
Oh, you're
and
so
there's
right.
too many barricades.
Oh, well, I drove my Costco parking lot growing up.
You know what we need? We need like a parking lot where they would put on a carnival.
Yes, because you can't have the curbs.
Like an abandoned mall.
Yeah.
Okay, I have the one in my head by the Maggiano's. Okay, we'll go there.
Okay, perfect. Oh my God.
I just have to say you were so nice and fun in that episode we did with Cal. So thank you for the support.
Oh my God.
It was so sweet. Thank you.
No, I loved that episode.
That was really, really fun. We actually just went on our little, we were supposed to go to Korea a couple weeks ago, and then we were going to go to Japan and do the whole nine yards. And we were so excited to go, but the trip ended up getting postponed with the brand that we were going to go with. So I had already kind of cleared my schedule. I already had like, my mom was lined up to watch the dogs, and then I was going to take her dogs when she went to Europe and all these things. So we had like a whole plan. And then when Korea fell through, I was like, well, shoot, like, do we want to go do something still? And so Cal and I decided to go to Vegas.
I was just going to say, I forgot you went to Vegas.
We love Vegas. Vegas is our playground. Cal and I have been going to Vegas since we were like very early in our relationship. We're just obsessed. We're like little kids there. We like are degenerates who stay in the casino from like sunrise to sundown, as you and I are as well. You're my two casino friends.
I love it.
And we had so much fun. And while I was there, I was posting that I was there, and Cal and I got drunk, and I was like, we should film a Q&A. I cut it because it was so boring.
Wait, can I watch it?
It was so boring.
I'm sure it's not, though.
It was really boring.
No, Remy.
I cut it, but
Remy.
You can watch it. Remy. Remy's when I'm bad.
Remy.
Remy. But while we were there, I got a DM from my favorite TikToker who I've discussed a bit. Like, I've talked about her on my vlogs and things, but I love her. Her name is Chloe, and she and her husband are both TikTokers, and he has a whole account just devoted to cooking for her. Like, he just makes her whatever she wants to eat.
Wait, Cal,
whenever.
You're missing a huge opportunity.
I know. I was like, hopefully they can like become
collab friends
and like Cal can like learn how to cook from him. And so he does cooking. His username is Cooking for Wifey. And then her username, I think her username is Chloe.
They need merch.
Her name is Chloe Bounce.
They need merch for one shirt says I'm wifey and his shirt says she's wifey.
That's,
an arrow.
I love that.
Take it. Anyone Chloe. Take it.
Okay. Well, her name is Chloe Bounce. His name's Addison Bounce. But her username is OMG. It's Chloe B. You guys, I'm obsessed with her. So I talk about her all the time. And then we kind of like became like mutual friends because I don't know. It's either because I was like fangirling on her stuff or she's also like an Alani Nu athlete. And like,
oh,
I feel
okay.
like I've seen her before, like in those circles and like Whitney Simmons
the
and all this kind of
is
stuff.
So weird where you like, you're like, are we friends? Have we met?
I
like, we
know.
Don't know each other.
I know.
And then you're like, hey girl.
And then you find that so weird. So she hit me up and she's like, oh my God, are you in Vegas? How long are you in Vegas till? And we were actually supposed to leave on Friday, but then we were having so much fun. We decided to extend till Sunday. And so I was like, we're here till Sunday. And she's like, oh my God, I get in today. I'm here till Sunday. Like, let's hang out. And
oh
I was like,
oh my God, fun. It was like a double date.
To be honest, yeah. Cal and I like don't have a lot of, like we have a couple friends because like, our like my friends have gotten boyfriends or his friends have gotten girlfriends like in Yeah, like
just say it. I'm single.
We are friends with you, but you didn't bring anyone to the table yet, so we can't be couple friends. But like, we've never actually like had a couple that we like
really like, click with.
No. Oh. Jesus Christ.
I'm interrupting.
No, like we never had a couple that we've like met together and like become friends. Like, and that friend, do you want to apologize for what you just said?
I'm just apologizing to anyone who thought I was talking about them during that last. I'm like, oh yeah, that you're friends with.
You know what I mean? Cause like, obviously like we love Lauren and Jeremy. No, but like Lauren and I were best friends first. And then
Sorry, Mia.
Do you know like what I mean? Like we weren't like together meeting another couple. And so she reaches out and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so.
Wait, that is fun. Cause I'm sure for Cal, sorry, my meds are wearing off. I keep interrupting you. For Cal, he's like, oh, that's Remy's. Like I met them through Remy. So like, yes. This is the first time where it's like, wow, we met some, like, it's like equal ground that way.
Yes, absolutely.
I love that.
So she messaged me and she's like a mommy vlogger. She does fitness content. She's like, she's stunning. I'm just like obsessed. Like I don't miss the TikTok. So like, I knew she went to Vegas because she surprised him for his birthday early a month before and like set up donuts and like a sign and all these things. And I'm like, oh my God, you're in Vegas. Like it's so
playing
crazy.
Dumb. Wait, oh my God, I had no idea you were here. God,
so crazy. I did forget, but like I watch all the TikToks. So she was so nice. And she's like, do you want to, or I think I was like, do you want to hang out? I was like, we can grab a drink. Or also like, I know it's like your couple's trip. Like they're mom and dad. I was like, don't hang out with us if you don't want to, like spend your time alone. But if you're free and you want to grab a drink or go to the Taco Bell cantina, like let us know. And she was like, oh my God, yes, like absolutely. Like, oh my God, for sure. And so we like made plans to hang out. I think like that night or the night after, I think it was the night after. Cause I was like, I have like a day to like get my thoughts together.
Oh my God.
And I was losing my mind. I hope she doesn't watch this. Cause I was being like, I was so nervous and we were getting like ready to go meet them. And I was so scared. I was like having like an anxiety attack because like I just like wanted to be her friend so badly. And I was like, Cal, are you nervous? He was like, no. And I was like, no, like this is like, they're so nice. They're so cool. Like, I really think you're going to like Addison. Like, I feel like you guys are like each other in different fonts. Like, da 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 da. And I was like, what are you guys going to talk about? He's like, I don't know. We're dudes. Like, we'll figure it out. And I was like, okay. Oh my God. And so we went down and I wanted to go to the ATM to get some more money to gamble. And so I'm at the ATM. I'm like filling, I'm like,
Cal's
fully talking to me and I can't hear a word he's saying because I'm having a full anxiety attack.
You're excited.
I was so excited and so nervous. I felt like I was having a VidCon meet and greet. Like I was so excited and like I was going to throw up. Like I literally was like, I looked at him. I was like, I'm so sorry. I can't hear a word you're saying right now. I can like taste my heart pounding. Oh, no. And he was like, Rem, it's okay. Like I'm sure she's really nice. And it was funny because on the way down, Cal didn't know who we were talking about. Like he doesn't know them. He doesn't like really go on TikTok. I've like showed him their daughter because she's so adorable and they make me want to have a child. And he was in the elevator and he was like, so like, if you told them the Taco Bell cantina, like, are we going to have to hang out for a long time? Cause a Taco Bell cantina is like a nighttime activity. And I was like, maybe, but we're hanging out
you,
with them.
Don't screw this
yes,
up.
Yes, I was like, don't. And it was so funny because he said that. And I knew he just didn't even know what they looked like. He had no idea.
No, but there's a lot. I kind of get you feeling nervous because there's a lot of pressure. Like, oh, are we going to hit it off? Are we not going to hit it off?
Yes.
If you guys like, what if they don't really want to be with us, but they feel obligated? Like there's a lot of levels to that.
Yes. And also I was like, well, I'm sure she and I will get along because like I love her content. Mm-hmm. She knows what I post. Like we if she wants to hang out with me, like we'll vibe. But then I was like, this is what I feel with like couple dates. I'm like, oh my God, well, what if like they don't like Cal or Cal doesn't like them or Cal doesn't like the girl or I don't like the guy. Like there's so many more layers to it. So I was so nervous. We meet up with them. It was so fun.
I love
so
that.
Much fun. Cal was like so out of his shell. They were so nice. I was like word vomiting the whole time because I was just so nervous. Cal was so cool. Cal was so fun. And I was like, oh my God. Like, so your baby's hands. I was so nervous. I was like, my best friend, Alicia. Do you know Alicia? And she was like, is she the one with the podcast? I was like, yes. And I was like, why am I just assuming she knows you? Like, I was so nervous. No. Oh my God. I was so weird.
No, I'm sure you, Rim, seriously, like I've never met anyone who doesn't like you. So I'm sure it was so fine.
There were so many things though I said, and I was like, why did you just say that? All to say, she was amazing. We like played, well, they were both amazing. We like got drinks and we gambled a bit. We ended up going to the Taco Bell cantina. We all were like tired, so we went to bed. We hung out for quite a few hours. And I was like, I'm obsessed with her. And we made new couple friends. And Cal even like going up, he was like, that was so fun.
I love
They're
that.
So nice. Like, I hope they had fun with us. Like, he was so, we were living.
Wait, I love that too. Cause I obviously I know Cal has anxiety and like,
yeah.
I like, it really does make a difference when it feels like that even playing field.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, they don't know who I am. Like, maybe they don't know that I am quiet sometimes. Like,
yeah.
It's like a whole new, like, fresh. Like, that's why it's, sometimes it's easier to like talk to strangers than like close friends.
For sure. You know? To open up and be that vulnerable. Yeah, no, it was amazing. And I loved them. And I hope that I get to see them again.
Where'd you
one
guys
day.
Go? Just the hotel bar?
We just stayed at the hotel because we were both staying at the same hotel.
Nice.
Also, at the in Vegas that weekend, there was a, or I think for the whole week, a Russian group had hacked into like the MGM resort. So like a lot of them were down. It was crazy, but it was really fun.
I remember sending you a TikTok and I was like, be careful. People I know. Were like, oh yeah, like it's insane here.
Isn't that crazy? I was talking to all of the dealers, obviously, because I was sitting at those tables for a long time. And they were saying like, yeah, they couldn't get their schedules. Like it was all really crazy because they shut down like all the computers. A lot of the slot machines were down. And apparently the MGM, whatever, paid the ransom. And I was like, how much was the ransom? They said 30 million. I was like, obviously that's a shit ton of money, but if you've got Vegas down, I would think it'd be like 300 million.
Yeah.
But apparently it's all fixed.
I'm
now.
Shocked that hasn't happened. Actually, correction. I know that's happened soon. Like that's happened before. And I feel like now we're finding out about shit because of TikTok and like, it's just easier to get news like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes you wonder, like you always hear the underground of Vegas is crazy.
I know.
You know, I always think of the movie 21.
Oh my God, I just watched that.
I love that movie.
I did just watch that. I went out to dinner last night with some friends and we were talking, just hanging out. And we were talking about how one of our other mutual friends wanted to type up this letter of resignation, but they were just like being really hasty and, you know, they were being petty and they just wanted to leave this work situation. And I was like, you absolutely should. But because they were so upset, they sent us like their letter that they were going to send in. And my friend was like, come on, man, like just throw it into Grammarly at least. Yeah, it was so, I was laughing so hard because truly, I mean, Grammarly would have made the most amazing resignation letter. If you are a student listening to this and maybe, you know, you're back to school, you've got essays to write, you're slammed with projects, whatever it may be. If you're applying for a job, if you're making a presentation, if you're writing cookbook recipes for your website.
Or if you're quitting your job.
Or if you're quitting your job. Exactly, if you're quitting your job. Grammarly is absolutely amazing because they will just make you sound so intelligent and also just have your back on all fronts.
Yeah, there's times like that where you just want to say, hey, save that for the drafts.
Yep.
Just save it for the drafts. Let's start over. Let's put it in Grammarly. They have their tone detection, which is perfect because you never want to burn a bridge, no matter how bad your time at a place would be. May have been, you know, you still want to be a little professional.
No matter how spicy you want to make that letter. For me personally, as I just said, when I was writing all of my recipes for my website, cookingwithremy.com plug, I was really struggling to find like a nice tone and also just like a way of speaking for the website. I had never really written recipes like that before.
Yeah.
So Grammarly was absolutely amazing and came in clutch for all of those because I was really just lost. I wasn't really that great at English. I wasn't that great at writing in school. And it just really helped me out to make everything sound really nice and pretty and just overall was awesome.
See, my biggest struggle with writing essays or big emails or anything like that is always getting started. I would always procrastinate when it came to writing essays or anything because I had so many thoughts and I would feel almost paralyzed of like, how do I start this big essay, you know,
intro, body, conclusion, like you have to start out with this big strong sentence
and it needs to flow and you have your thesis and everything. So I learned just to start writing and I can always go back and do the intro later or tone it up later. But seriously, I'm so jealous because now Grammarly can actually help you get started with your intro and ideas and outlines and even just tips. So getting started isn't as hard anymore and you don't need to procrastinate. This seriously is just the way of the future. So if you have not used Grammarly yet, you are missing out. You will seriously wonder how you ever lived without Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/students to download and learn more about Grammarly. That's GRAMMARLY.com/STUDENTS.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
So what are you up to? What's been up with you?
Oh, no. Well, Murph was over the other day and he goes, oh yeah, I saw Rum got a new Chanel. And I was like, oh, she did?
He is on my shit.
No, I don't even know. What does it look like?
Oh my God, it's like a cute little black on black little like square.
Is it the Vitamin B one?
No. It's from their new collection. It's really cute. It's just like a patent leather black, like mini flap.
Oh my God, cute.
It was really cute. I bought it with my wins.
So you won.
I also bought that bag over there also with my wins.
I saw that and I didn't know if it was a dupe.
It should have been a dupe. But she's cute. But what did you get up to? What's new with you?
Oh, well, Ashley officially moved back in. That's probably the biggest news in the Marie household.
That's huge. How are you feeling about that?
Good. It was so weird though, because she was gone for a wedding in Colorado.
Yes.
So she's been gone over a week and a half or something. And her lease is up in a few days. So she has a few days to like clean up the place and whatever. But yesterday she's like, okay, I'm coming home, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, wait, where is home? I was like, is home your place or is it my place? Or like, she's like, no.
Home
like,
is where the heart is.
Literally. But last night was the first night where she like stayed over and like got her room together and her office together, because she's renting two rooms now. I think I said that. I forget what
you're
platform.
You're a full on landlord.
No, literally. I'm like, damn, this is good for the economy.
HOA.
I'm like, yeah, your car was parked a little too close to that. Okay. And it was so weird because last night she like, obviously she's focusing and unpacking and all that kind of stuff. But she was sitting watching we were watching Friends at night. And I was just like, this feels different. And she was like, no, I know it feels different. I was like, it's so weird, 'cause like, it doesn't feel like you're just visiting. She's like, no, same. But I think it's 'cause I just have a room again, because like, obviously before she didn't have a room. And it's so funny because it's like, not much about the guest room has changed other than some of her personal things. But it's just, I think that mental energy of like, I'm here now.
Yeah.
And it's really cool because we really don't know how long it's going to be for. I could see it being anywhere from 3 months just till the top of the year, or I could see it being another full year or maybe even longer. I really, in my heart, don't think it's going to be that long. And I feel like now knowing it's not like, I don't know, before when we were living together, it just felt like that was forever and that was life. And knowing this is going to be a short little chapter, I think I'm really excited to just like have that mindset, like being like, wow, this is the last time ever, really.
And everything's intentional now.
Everything's more intentional. And it's like, I think we've both grown so much. Because I think a lot of people were kind of interested. They were like, wait, why are you moving back in already? And she had a year lease. It's already been a year.
That is really crazy. That went by so fast.
It went by so
Poor
fast.
Poor girl just furnished that place also.
No, she just furnished it. And she said up until like maybe 5 months ago, she finally like felt like it was home. Like it took a lot. She really struggled with it feeling homey.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, it just started feeling like my house.
Aww.
She's like, but it's fine. I don't regret it at all. Like obviously it was a lot of money. And I was like, no, I don't regret it either. I think we both have like grown so much this past year in different ways that we never would have if we hadn't lived on our own. One of the biggest things for me is I feel like I just appreciate my house so much more. Like I literally am like, I just got what you were trying to do.
Wait, you read my mind. That's
I just
so
got
crazy.
What you were trying to do.
Wait, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
The Roomba?
Remy, I can't.
Okay.
I can't.
Please. It was such a good story.
No, but it's disgusting.
You really did read my brain. That's really crazy.
Like, I was like, am I
I know. I just, I like it. It was a thing that popped in my head about 3 seconds Vegas. Ago. 3 seconds ago. Go on. You can't leave them hanging like
anyways,
that.
Anyways, I know. Anyways, how much I just love my house. Like, I feel like it's become my little sanctuary and I love it so much. And anytime people ask before, oh, are you going to move out? Like, what are you going to do when Ashley moves out? Or what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I always would say, oh, I'll probably sell this or rent it and then go to an apartment or like something like that, just smaller. And just, I've always was so scared to be by myself. So I was like, oh, I'll feel safer if I'm like in a bigger apartment with like a doorman or something like that or whatever. And like, I feel like I just love my house so much now. Like that's like okay, fun little exercise everyone should do. Every day I've been trying to think of 5 things I'm grateful for. Usually now it's kind of like when I'm going to bed, I'm like, fuck, I didn't think of anything. and it's actually, I feel like it's really helped me. I feel like I've been in a very good like mental place right now. And I low-key think that's part of it too. I think just like being able to get yourself out of your body, like today, let's do it. Okay. And it can be anything from big or small, but most of the time I say my house, which is why I brought it up. Mm-hmm. Today I'm really thankful for Pretty Basic because I feel like we said, we always say like, it's a huge part of like us and our friendship. And the fact that it's been 5 years is insane. And I am so grateful for it. It's changed my life. I'm also really thankful for our producer who has put up with so much shit and edits a lot. I'm also a lot. I'm thankful for my mom because I told her last night because she came out to help Ashley. I was like, mom, like I really, anytime we ever need anything, like
she drops
you
everything.
Always will just like come out and help us move or clean or like whatever the case is. And it just like means a lot. Like, mm-hmm. And I don't tell you that enough. So I'm thankful for my mom. Oh, I'm thankful for my meds because I did a podcast before this. I did our podcast before this, and this is my third one, and I feel like it's really working.
That's amazing. You know what I mean?
And I'm thankful for, I always try to think, I'm like, I don't want to just say shit to say shit. I want to like really think about it. Ooh, I'm thankful for my body and how like I can walk and like the
mobility.
Yeah. Like I know one day I'm going to look back like, wow, I took that for granted. And I'm like, yeah. I don't want to feel that way. Yeah. So like the fact that I'm able to, even though there's days where I'm going to be lazy and just lay on the couch all day.
Yeah.
So I challenge everyone to do that because I really feel like it's helped a lot.
Anyways, do it now.
Yes. Oh my God. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for you. We just had a really, really, really nice talk between us. And I feel like we don't do check-ins enough. And we talked about, we left being like, we need to check in more because obviously coming here and talking is so, I mean, it's a fucking dream. We get to talk and it's our job and that's it. But I'm excited to like check in more outside of the pod. Mm-hmm. And I'm just grateful for you in general. I'm always grateful for our listeners, our subscribers, our followers every single day, because without their support, mm-hmm. we wouldn't be able to do this for a living. In general, I'm always really grateful for that. But today specifically, I had this really awesome moment where my parents are on their cruise for their 30th anniversary. A little bit delayed because of COVID, but mm-hmm. I was able to pay for them to go for their anniversary trip, which obviously wouldn't be able to do so without the support.
Remy.
But then also even more than that, my mom and dad broke away from their group in Germany today to go to the Porsche Museum because my dad's like so big on his Porsche. And even there he texted me, he was like, Remy, like, thank you so much. Cause I got him the car for Christmas a couple years ago. He's like, I didn't even see a car in this museum that still even like looked like mine or like the same color, as beautiful as mine. So it just made me feel like so grateful again for like being able to do that. Yeah. And I wouldn't be able to do that without all the support from everyone. So that's number two. Number three, I'm very grateful for Cal because he puts up with me. I'm very grateful for my health because that's something that I feel like we often take for granted. And little things remind me here and there that I should not take that for granted. And I am grateful for Vince Camuto for making extra wide calf boots so that I can feel like a skinny girl feels when she puts a boot on.
Literally, like that's what I love about this. It can be as big or deep or small as you want. Like you could be like, oh, these boots.
Like I love them. I've never had my foot be able to slide into a boot and it feels really good.
I feel like I'm always sending you links where I'm like, this one comes in wide.
Yes. No, I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
I feel like I'm such a shopaholic. And when I see the option, I'm like, Remy needs to
know. I mean, they're like very far and limited. Few and limited, which I don't understand because like so many people have wide calves. Like some people just genetically, some people just like do. It's crazy.
Also, I have to say, I don't have that big of calves, but a lot of knee-high boots won't fit.
It's crazy.
So it's crazy how I'm like, damn, like, who did you make this for?
It's just wild because there's such a market for them.
Exactly.
It's really wild because like look, like how I said earlier, these boots, they sold out so fast. Mm-hmm. And like the other regular width ones are still in stock. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I'm like, if more companies did, like, truly, I am grateful for Vince Camuto because I've like never been able to slide my leg into, even when I had like the smallest calves that I ever have in my life. And I tried to wear those Stuart Weitzman boots. Oh my God. I would take them off after like trying them on for like hours. Yeah. There was a line from the thread here. Like, it's crazy to me.
Oh my
so
God.
I am grateful for representation for the thick calved community.
I love it. But fun, right?
But fun, right? I love it. I saw in your vlog you were doing that. I'm gonna start doing that.
It's actually, yeah, I've been loving it.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I feel like we can't leave the listeners hanging. And I'm hoping the people that hear this are just the diehard fans who, all I'm going to say is wait till the very end before you have any preconceived judgments now upon me. Okay.
Wait, can I give a little backstory to this too? So your story will lead into my story. So Alicia and I went out to dinner the other night and I picked her up on the way and then we had dinner. It was so fun. And then I dropped her off back at home. Then I had to pee. So I was like, can I come in and follow you? I left like my purse in the car. I locked the car, but I left my purse in the car because I was like, I'm just going to pee and leave. Lo and behold, we sat there for 3 hours having the talk that I talked about earlier where
we just were like,
good heart to heart. We've been needing to have one. Didn't even know we were needing to have one. Had a nice long talk. And then I'm like, it's like midnight now. I'm like, I'm trying to leave. I told Cal I'd be home at 9.
I know.
But we're just chit-chatting. And then she gets me, like, talks. She had to take the dogs out. So you walked to the back door. And then I followed you to keep talking. And then you went into this story, which then extended into longer.
Oh my God.
And so all to say, I got home much later than I had told Cal I'd be home. Please tell the story now.
Also, this all happened over the course of the past few weekends. And now I have to tell Ollie. Oh my God, now I have to tell Ollie.
No, here's the thing. He doesn't listen. If no one tells him, he'll never know.
Watch, he's going to text me and be like, what? So there were three weekends ago, this whole thing happens. But then I feel like the past 3 weekends, I've been like kind of MIA in our group chat. And it was for this reason, okay? Like this whole thing.
She starts it by being like, so if you're wondering like why I've been MIA, it's because of this. I was like, I didn't notice.
I know you didn't notice. I know Ollie probably noticed because he'd randomly be like, what are you doing? And we text a lot. Uh-huh. And I was like, I didn't reply for hours. I was like, sorry, I was cleaning. I was cleaning. Also like, Alicia, when do you clean? No. That's the thing. Okay. I'm aware how this makes me look. I have prided myself that I am a messy person, not a dirty person. But for the past month, I will tell you, I started second guessing a lot of things about myself.
In said drunk Q&A, someone did ask, who would you rather live with, Ollie or Alicia?
Oh.
Both Cal and I said Ollie. And I said, because you're messy. I didn't say dirty. I said, because you're messy.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
But
I feel like you already kind of live with Ollie.
Like yes.
Because, you know, Cal, like, you know, y'all are used to that.
No. Like, we don't want to live with either of you. It was just like it was a would you rather.
I get it. I'll take the L. Okay. So the flies this summer have been crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. And here's the thing. I've lived in my house. I moved in top of 2017. Okay. So I've been there a hot minute. We've been there through lots of summers, lots of heat waves. Like, we know how it goes. There was only one other time where the flies were really, really bad. They're really bad again this year. I was like, okay, it's probably just like the summer heat. Like it happens. I guess it's better than an ant problem. You know what I mean? Right. Whatever. There's all these flies. I'm like, oh, okay. So like, I'm trying to kill them one by one. Like I'm going at it, right? Like boom, 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 boom. They won't stop. They're everywhere. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so bad. I'm going to get some fly traps. So I get some fly traps. Okay. Put them outside, put them in the back. Like they're everywhere. And I'm just like, okay, we got to figure this out. One day, Ashley had come by to drop off Chloe because she was going somewhere. And she lets Chloe out. Oh my God, this is so disgusting. This is so disgusting.
It's really not that bad.
It is.
I really don't think it's that bad.
Okay. So then Ashley's like, she sends it in our group chat and she's like, I think there's like these worms in a... I think there's these like worms like getting in the house. And she's like, I'm trying to let the girls out. Takes a photo. I'm like still, I'm laying in bed upstairs. I'm like sitting there and I was like, wow, I think I'm going to like sleep in today and like go get my coffee and then journal. Like I was like, oh, I had such plans for the day. I look at my phone. I see that and I go, are those maggots?
Can I see the photo actually? Maybe if I see the photo, I'll think it's grosser. But I don't really get grossed out by bugs at all.
Remy.
I really, like, no bugs gross me out.
Remy, I'm not kidding when I tell you I jumped out of bed so quick and I knew, I was like, Ashley's about to book. She's not going to help me because she was like, I have to go, bye. She literally goes, that sucks, bye. And I was like, what do I do? Like, what do I fucking do? You're like, do?
I'm grateful for my house. I'm grateful for my house.
No, literally, I'm like, what the, like, I hate bugs as it is. I hate.
I wish you had called me. I really would have had no issues.
No, Remy, I was like, I'm not telling a soul.
Oh my God. That's like not even bad.
No. They're tiny, but they're
fast. I thought
there
was going to be a lot more.
No, there were. They just weren't in that photo. So literally, I'm like, wait, what?
They're kind of cute.
No, don't you fucking dare, Remy.
You know what you should have done and what I would have done? I would have gone to Petco. I would have bought every like leopard gecko they have and I would have just unleashed them on the floor.
Okay.
But buffet.
Then I'd have a gecko problem.
That's not a problem. That's a beautiful, beautiful.
Oh my God.
What is the word? Beautiful blessing.
No, they were disgusting. And I was like, oh my God.
And they like lick their eyeball. They're like.
So Ashley leaves. I'm freaking the fuck out. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. And then I'm like, the dogs. I don't want
them. The dog.
I was like, what do? I don't want them to eat them. So I like throw them in the laundry room, which is big. Don't worry. But I like throw them in there. They're like trying to get out. And I'm like, no.
That's stay. Their spots. Yeah.
That's their spots. It's still a safe place. And I'm like, oh my God, what do I do? My mom's on the phone with me. She's like, oh honey, like I feel like every homeowner gets them at least one time in their life. Like we had them once in the pantry. Like
did you say they're maggots?
Yeah.
Okay. You said
maggots. Disgusting little Cadet Kelly maggot. Very niche.
They have feelings too.
No, they don't. They don't. Remy, they don't. Okay. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh my God, I'm not kidding. I'm like gagging. I'm like, I don't know what to do, but also they're fucking fast. There was one by the bathroom.
Keep in mind, like I'm sitting at this table and she's telling me the story on her feet, running around being like, they're fast fuckers. They're fast little fuckers.
Yeah. So then I was like, but then I decided, you know, Alicia, you got this. My mom was like, hey, I'm happy to come out and help, but we only have one car now because you have Henry, you have the Nissan, and dad's at a doctor appointment. So I have to wait for your dad to get back in an hour and then I'll leave, which is going to be another hour and a half. So the next 3 hours, Alicia, you are by yourself. And I was like, I can do this. Like I literally had a pep talk with myself and I was like, I fucking got this.
And what you said about maggots is like they normally, so they're like fly larvae, you said?
Yep.
It's really not that big of a deal.
It's disgusting. But
you said that they usually show up around like death, right?
Sorry.
I'm just clarifying for people that didn't know.
You said death.
Death. Like yeah. There's something in the floorboards dying and they're there.
Yes, because apparently, it's like eggs from flies, but flies only lay them in things that are dying.
Oh.
So that's why they're associated with decomposed anything.
Wow.
Animal okay. Yes. And all that shit.
Yes.
So I'm like, what the fuck is dying in my, you know, and like the, oh my God. So I'm like, I'm okay. I run upstairs. I put on leggings. So my legs are
showing.
My ankles are showing. I have tall socks on. I put on my inch and a half daddy Crocs. So I had a platform. So I felt elevated from the surface.
You put on 5-inch stripper heels.
No, literally, if that's all I had, I would have done it. Anything to get me away from their level, even though they're the size of a little rice. I'm not kidding. I'm standing there and my dad's like, oh, just vacuum them up. And I was like, okay, cool. With my Dyson? Like, I'm sorry. What do you want me to do? Like, I'm sure one of those shop vac things would be ideal, but I'm like, I don't.
I told Cal you did the vacuum and he was like, what?
You said you didn't tell anyone.
You said I could tell Cal. I didn't tell anybody else. But
it's
you
okay,
said I had to because why we needed to make sure.
Yes. 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 Okay.
Don't worry. I didn't tell Ollie like you told me to not tell Ollie.
Okay. Well, I just knew Ollie would literally never come over again.
He's at home.
No, he's literally like, wow, lo chicalo. So I'm freaking the fuck out. I'm like, okay, like whatever. And then Ashley, and then I'm like, you know what? Screw it. They're moving fast. I got to do something. Like I don't even have time to go to the store to get a vacuum.
They're
like
fast fuckers.
They're fast fuckers. So I grab my Dyson and I'm like, I'll just buy a new one. It's okay. It's okay. So I go to do it. It sucked up one and then it died. It died. Remy.
That poor one soldier.
No.
That one soldier was, you know how like penguins when they go up to the cliff and they push one off to see if it gets eaten? To be like, and then if the water is safe, that was the one that you
That was the one.
Up.
And then it dies. It literally dies. I go, no. So I throw that and I'm just like, okay, what do I do?
Wait,
what
did you throw it out because there's one in there?
No, that one I cleaned up. Well, I didn't clean it out. My mom definitely helped me do that. I ain't gonna lie.
My cheeks are.
No, it's so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing. So then, homeowner things. Anyways, then I'm like, what do I do? And then I call Ashley and she's like, well, I mean, like I have my vacuum, but it was a Dyson. And now she was like, I would rather you not use it. But she's like, I guess you can come
my
get it.
My cheeks actually hurt. I can't stop.
No, literally, it's literally so stupid. And I'm aware, but okay. So I go to Ashley's place. I grab her vacuum, which I could have just gone to CVS. Around this time, Ashley's like, wait, why don't you just like go get a cheaper vacuum that we can throw out afterwards? But in that moment, I was in my Croc Daddies and I had gloves on and I was like in ready position. And I was like, I'm sorry, Ash, I'll buy you a vacuum.
You know what the best vacuum you could have used is? Do you remember that one we got in a Tarte PR package like
the
years ago?
One?
That was like, that would have like, sucked them all right up.
So then, so I do that. I get a lot, but oh my God. And I literally, this is like a very, very, very niche inside joke, but like for anyone who's seen Narnia.
Here we go.
Like again, grew up private Christian school, everything, you know? So Harry Potter was like witchcraft. I couldn't watch that, but Narnia was fine. Cause that's like God witchcraft. You know what I mean?
It was a Christian book, wasn't it?
Yeah. C.S. Lewis. Slay.
Turkish delight.
So yes. So there's one part where the main character, like they're about to go to war and he's like, for Narnia. Ashley and I always quote that. We'll be like, for Narnia, like for any random thing ever, right? I sat there by my damn self in the dining room going, for Narnia.
You did it.
I ran. My mom was on FaceTime, but I was like, for Narnia. And then I ran and I'm just like, sucking, and I'm screaming. I'm like, die, die. I'm sucking them up. And I'm just like, ew. Like, I was like, this is not okay. Like, this is actually disgusting. I had so many things going on. How did they get here? Are there more? Is something dying? I am dirty. Like, I'm officially, dirty. Like, that bothered me more than anything. I'm like, wow, I officially can't say I'm messy, not dirty. This is dirty. This is filth. This is disgusting.
It was a pile of water bottles.
That's messy. Anyways, so I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh my God, this vacuum dies. This vacuum dies.
Oh, no.
And I'm like,
how many more did you have left?
Oh, hundreds. Hundreds, Remy.
There were a thousand?
So many. There were truly, I'm not exaggerating. I need to go back and find my security footage because I'm sure it's comical.
You need to. And were they all in like one area?
So they were all there, but they're fast fuckers. Yeah. And then I looked, they're like across by where Rosie's bed was. RIP, it's gone.
Oh no.
And they liked to be like, they liked going under things and shit. And I'd be like, I'd like be scared to lift something up. And I'd be like, ah.
Yeah.
And then now I'm all or nothing in my head. My whole house is now contaminated. Like yeah. I felt like in
you
Monsters
and
at Monsters University, I was like, burn
yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
Like I don't care if they can't go upstairs. The upstairs is contaminated in my head.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh my God. That. Then I had this Roomba and I was like freaking out and I was like, okay, let me like Postmate. This is so stupid. Actually, it was DoorDash. I was like, let me DoorDash a vacuum because I don't have time to
go. You can't leave because if you leave, you don't know where they've gone.
Yes. And in my head, I have it somewhat contained.
I wish you would call me. I was probably sitting
on
my couch.
No, you were gone. I think everyone was like busy.
Oh, no.
So I was just like, it's fine, Alicia. This is your day. This is your day. This is your life. It's fine. So then I DoorDash it. This wonderful man named Cowboy goes to Big Lots was the only thing that like would deliver a vacuum. So he's like in Big Lots trying to send me photos of things and whatever.
You're like, buy them all.
I literally was like, I don't care anything. He was like, what about this? I was like, nope, it's fine. And then literally anything with a hose. Like I need something I can like do a handheld situation with. You know what I mean? Then it times out. He's like, so sorry. Like I have to cancel this. Like it's not letting me substitute whatever, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, fuck, it already had been an hour. I was like, I could have gone to the store. And I was like, okay, it's fine. So all this meanwhile, I have a broom in my hand. I'm standing where I'm pretty sure they're like stayed at. Anytime one would come near me, I'd like hockey puck it over. I'd be like, move, like go, like don't. Like, and again, they're fast. Like I was just faster than I thought. So then I'm like, screw it. Why not just have to get rid of two vacuums? Let's get rid of three. Roomba, your time is up. His name's Robbie. Well, it was R.I.P.
Rip Robbie.
Rip Robbie. We had a Roomba. His name was Robbie. Why do we name inanimate things? I don't know. Is that trauma? Probably, but it's just like a personality thing. His name was Robbie, and he was truly like standing
Rip.
Ovation.
Rip.
He was the soldier that like took one for the whole team. Like he went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then anytime one would come near me, I would like move them in the way of Robbie, and then he would just suck them up. And I'd be like, you know, it was truly so disgusting. It was truly the most like disgusting thing I've ever had. I truly was like, I would have rather this been ants. I would have rather this been like it was the most disgusting thing ever.
You said you'd rather have it be spiders.
Which now I'm kind of taking that
I was going to say that was crazy.
I absolutely hate spiders, but I've gotten better with them. But this just was a whole other level of like, oh my God. So then my mom's researching it while she's on FaceTime with me, and she's like, okay, it looks like they can last for 5 days and then they turn into flies. And I was just like, ew, what in the caterpillar shit is this? Butterflies are so much cuter. Like, why couldn't it have been butterflies?
I was thinking at least they can't fly, but if you took too long, they would have become flies.
And they're just like nasty and gross anyway. So I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to just get all new flooring. Like that's, I'm kidding. Anyways, the new vacuum comes. I'm like, I'm still freaking the fuck out. I'm like, oh my God, I finally think, oh, then my mom's like, hey, it looks like they don't like salt. So I'm like, okay. So I grab table salt. I'm pouring in mounds of them over them. They wiggle their way out. I was like, are you supposed to die upon contact? And then my mom's like, something about lime juice. I find a lime fucking margarita up in this bitch. I had salt and lime everywhere. I'm not kidding. And the mounds. I was like, I don't care about my floor. Like, it's going to ruin it. I don't care. And then I'm like, mom, they're not dying. Like, what the fuck? And then she's like, okay, like grab 409. Like it says, oh, vinegar. So I'm like, okay, I make a concoction of vinegar, white vinegar and something else. Spring. This floor is truly seen everything. Like everything, right? Finally, I think I get it somewhat under control. Like somewhat under control. My mom, thank God she made it in time. Thank God. I was like with my broom, like, I think we got it. The new vacuum came and it was good.
Your leg like on the mound of salt.
No, literally. And so then I'm like, I don't know what to do. My mom's like, okay. I was like, I think I got it more under control, which we didn't. Well, I thought I did. By the time she came back, we were like, okay, let's just like clean everything. But we obviously found more. And then I'd be like, die. And then it was so funny because the first time there was like a little pack of them hidden that I hadn't seen. And my mom saw it. She goes like, ew. But by this time I was a pro. I was like, fuck. And I like grabbed it. I'm like,
you knew. Maybe like, this was like a desensitizing activity.
I feel like this was the final send off of me no longer living alone. It's like, I paid my dues.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like yeah. I feel like truly maggot problem. I fucking got you, bitch. Yeah, like yeah. Truly, I will come over and I'll be like, okay, wear the Crocs, wear the gloves. Don't use the Dyson.
Get the vacuum, yeah.
Thank fucking God. The next day, the bug guy who comes and helps clean the house every like 4 months happened to be scheduled to come
Wow. The
next morning. So I'm like, let's go. So then my mom spent the night and she's like, oh, I'll talk to the bug guy in the morning. Cause you know, I thought Maggot Gate would be like a few hours to clean. No, it took literally all night. It was like midnight and we're still cleaning. We're all like on a roll.
Holy shit.
No, because again, OCD Maggot kicks Gate. In and I'm just like, well now like
you feel dirty.
I don't know. Yeah. I felt I was like, yeah. Oh my God, I just need to shower and like get all this like yeah. gone. The next morning, the bug guy comes, my mom talks to him and he's like, honestly, like there's really not much you can do. It's actually more common than you think. It really does happen. Like there could be no rhyme or reason. And what happens is when a fly, this is disgusting. Oh my God, everyone's judging the shit out of me. When a fly lays its eggs in something and for whatever reason that home gets disturbed, whether it's like removed or something like that, they freak the fuck out and they try to make their way indoors. It's a thing. So that's why they were by the sliding door.
Mm-hmm.
Made me feel so much better. Cause I was like, okay, so I'm not just like a disgusting piece of freak, you know, you can't keep their house clean or whatever. And he was like, oh my God, no, it happens to the people who are like the cleanest too. Like, it's not anything about
They're
you.
They're just trying to move. It's not like they wanted something in your house. They're just trying to move.
Yeah, but I don't want them to move.
I get that.
I don't want them to be alive.
I get that. Damn.
No, I don't. Nope, not in my yard. Nope. Anyway, so that made me feel better. Cause I was like, okay, like it's not like a crazy thing. Anyways, that week goes by. We're good. We're solid. The next weekend comes, flies everywhere. I'm like, shut, no.
5 days.
5 days. I was like, did they act? I was like, oh my God, not this again. But this time I was like, I know what you fuckers do. And I am not allowing you to lay fucking shit anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So when I tell you, I think I got the most cardio steps in I've ever gotten in that weekend from killing these flies. And I have a little bone to pick with the electric fly swatter. I don't care if it's a safety hazard. Make it stronger. If I hit a fly and it just stings and then it keeps flying, why is it? I just fucking electrocuted it.
I'm so sorry to be so annoying right now, but I saw a baby fly in my house today and it was so cute.
No, Remy.
It was like a shrunken down little
No, fly. And the baby ones are fast.
They're
and
so that's, cute.
No,
I mean,
no.
I killed it, but it was just
Thank
like,
you.
I killed it. And I was like, oh my God, it was cute though. Like they're just so little. Everything little is cute, you
Ew,
know?
But they're big buggy eyes and they're nasty colors and like they're wean. Anyways,
nasty
yeah,
colors.
I don't care. I don't care. I need something stronger because I would literally hit a fly. It would like be and like be like paralyzed for a second and then it'd be like bzzz, and I would like, are you, I just hit you like.
You have mutant flies. Well, what I do is I put it on and then I hold it and it's like.
No.
And so now. It smokes.
No. Now I bitch. Oh, I am the best fly killer ever. I will literally, I have a technique. You put it against the glass. Uh-huh. You just
you
fucking
hold.
Fry the
yeah.
shit out of it.
Yeah.
No, when I tell you again, I think I vacuumed up again, me and my vacuum, I've learned. I'm like, okay, boom, kill the fly with the electric fly swatter. Let it fall to the ground. I went around to the same parts because I kept doing the same thing. Then I'd vacuum up the fucking little things and then they were nasty and then there'd be more and I'd be like, what is happening? I'm not kidding. 2 days. So many. I'm disgusted. I just cleaned my house. Here it is. I'm like, oh my God. So I go crazy. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going full balls to the walls. I'm getting new fly traps. I overnighted the craziest fly traps I ever could. Right. I like put one in the backyard. I put one by the trash can. I'm like, I'm good. I get these electric ones that plug into the wall. I saw on TikTok. Like, I'm like, no fly. No, like nothing. Like that. No, not my sanctuary house that I'm grateful for. Not today, Satan. That's what I said this time.
You know what
for
you
Narnia.
Need to do? You need to live in a high rise like I did. I lived 28 floors up. I think I had one fly in like 4 years because I, and every time I saw like a bug or something, I'd be like, how did you get up here?
No, literally.
Like it rode the elevator.
No, literally. Isn't the like elevation weird for you? Like, how are you fine?
You gotta live in a high rise.
I know. I might after this. Well, I was debating around this time. I was like, I can't, I gotta move. Like, what do? I gotta move. So around this time, my dear mother, I love you so much. She came out actually to help Ashley move, because this was before Ashley went to Colorado. And needless to say, I was like, we having flygate over here. Like, I'm like, what do I do? What is wrong? And I was just like, oh my God. So she's like, oh my God, I can come help. And I was like, oh, thank you so much. Because she's already down the street at Ashley's.
Mm-hmm.
So she helps Ashley. They like finish packing and then she comes over. And then her and I had a routine. I'd fucking use the fly swatter. She'd vacuum. And then we'd switch. It was like such a thing. And I'd be like, I truly got so many. I think I walked miles that day from just
How
walking
many
around the
flies
house.
Flies did you kill?
Probably 400. At like within the course of 2 days, but I'd be like, where are you coming from?
Oh my
like,
God.
I literally was like, what the fuck is happening? Is there a hole in like my window? Like,
yeah.
I mean, the floorboard, like yeah. what is happening? Yeah. This is not normal. Like yeah. I've lived here for so many years. This is not normal. Then around this time, because I'm in my cleaning mode, I ordered a power washer mm-hmm. that you told me to get. So we're like, I was like, well, let's just clean everything. Like, okay. So we're cleaning the front of the house. We're like power washing everything. When you first walk in before my front door, the patio set,
yeah.
you know, I was always so dirty. Oh my God. It was like so clean.
Sparkling.
So satisfying. It felt like I was airbrushing. the next thing we do the backyard and then we have our backyard furniture is like white cushions and they've just like taken a beating over the past like 6 years, however long we've had them. So we're power washing those. They turn crisp white. And I was just like, oh my God. So we were cleaning everything. It's so therapeutic. It's so fun. I was just like, oh my God, I feel like I'm like, this is great. Right. Then my mom's like, you know, like these fly traps, like I think you should get rid of them because even though yes, they catch flies, it was one of the ones where like you mix a powder with water and then the flies go in it, but they can't get out. And she was like, even though it's working, like it's still attracting flies. So my guess, all the flies in the neighborhood are like kind of coming to your house right now. And I was like, yeah, but what do I do? Because there's literally so many. Like, what else can I do? But I was like, no, I get it. So she's like, I think we should throw them away. So she throws them away. I was just like, okay, so we're power washing everything. And then after a full day of power washing, I'm like doing the last little bit. And I'm doing the backside of the long couch that's outside. I look and I'm like, oh my God, there's a water bottle, like a thermos that was stuck under the couch. So I'm thinking, oh my God, like, I don't know how long that's been there. Like, I truly don't remember it. The only, like, whatever. I look closer. It's an old fly trap filled with water. Because also keep in mind, it's been raining like crazy. Mm-hmm. I truly have no idea how long it's been there. Truly. I can't even... It had at least been there for months.
Well, what I told you is I think you probably had it out and the hurricane probably knocked it under and you had no idea.
And instantly, I knew where all of my problems came from.
Mm-hmm.
A fucking fly trap. That was, I don't know how long in the abyss it's been there. Mm-hmm. I truly don't know.
Well, I think it had to be more recent that it got knocked over because for them to come out and try to find your house, like that had to happen pretty quickly.
Well, and if you went in my backyard, it kind of smelt like fertilizer or like manure in a way. Mm. And I was like, that's weird because like I don't have crazy animals, but I was like, our neighbors have chickens. Like maybe it's just like the summer heat or like something. Found it. That was the problem for everything. For the maggots, for the flies, for the nasty little gnats, for like truly every ounce of my issues the past month found when I scream, like I truly, then I replayed my War Is Over song. I literally, no, like I was joy like, again, I was still in my, you know what song I'm talking about?
No. Well,
Christmas and a happy new year. And then it's called like the War Is Over. It's like a, oh, you
yeah,
got it.
I've seen it.
I was like, wave, white flag, surrender, Alicia versus Maggot Gate, Alicia versus Fly Gate. Like all is, I haven't seen a fly since. I haven't seen a fly since.
See, I don't think it's gross.
No, like, it's disgusting,
I don't think
Remy.
It's gross. I think it's hilarious.
I think it's disgusting.
I think it'd be gross if you never found that thing.
No, I wasn't going to tell. I truly, so Ollie's like, what'd you do today? Clean. Meanwhile, I'm literally on the front line. I'm on the front fucking line being like, for Narnia! I'd be like, die! Like, I literally was screaming at these things.
Oh my God.
And truly now, if you ever need it, like, I'm here to help you.
I hope to God I never do, but mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And then Ashley's boyfriend was like, oh, we had them one time. Like, it just sucks. Like, at least you don't have carpet. And I was like, oh.
Ew.
I was like, I would move.
That's bad.
I would move.
That's bad. You do have to, yeah. Ew, that's really bad.
Disgusting.
I think I really,
no,
I thought Remy, it was hilarious.
It's hilarious because there's a happy ending and it's clean now.
Yeah.
But truly, like, there's a reason why I didn't tell you until you came over. And I only meant to tell you because I was like, by the way, I recommended those fly traps to you. So be careful. Like, I was like, I promise there's a reason I'm telling you this entire story.
I loved it.
My full circle moment was like, so yeah, those traps I told you to get, like, use at your discretion.
Yes. No, I did tell Cal to be aware of those fly traps. And he was mostly just shocked by the vacuum of it all. He was like, she ruined a vacuum?
What else? No.
Three.
To be oh my God. Robbie, you served your dues. You literally, like, I feel like I, yeah, poor Robbie.
He took one for the team.
But I will say it was the best plan of attack and it had to be done. And just now I want to get one of those like actual shop vacs. That's like not.
I have one.
Like, yeah, that. Yeah.
I would have been. It's like on wheels. It looks mm-hmm. like R2-D2. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I couldn't. I wish I was here. I'm so sorry. Well, all to say also with your story, as I'm sitting at your table and we're just discussing and you're acting out everything for me, running back and forth. Yes. She was giving me the whole performance.
And once I was in, I had to say the whole story.
It was
like
Broadway.
I
no, it was so dinner and a show. It was so good. And then after you finished, I was like, I should probably go home now. So.
Oh yeah. Cause Kyle was like, hey, are you okay?
He kept like texting, but we were deep in conversation. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yeah, I'll be home soon. Like, sorry, I forgot to like update him. And usually I'm really good about updating anybody if I'm like running late or whatever.
Yeah.
But I was there for so many hours and then I was driving home and then I was like, we had an early dinner. I'm kind of hungry. So I went to In-N-Out.
We did have an early dinner.
And it was like a...
It was very shareable.
It was a
too.
Friday night. Yeah, yeah. We didn't eat much. It was a Friday night. So like the In-N-Out line was long. I knew Cal had dinner. So I didn't even ask if he wanted anything because he had texted me that he was getting dinner. Like when we were mid conversation, I was like, he just ate. I'm sure he doesn't want anything. So I'm in the drive through and Cal's like, hey.
Wait, what'd you get?
Tomato wrapped burger, double hamburger, raw onion, whole grilled onion, tomato wrapped. So good.
I've never had a tomato wrap burger, which I love a tomato.
It's I'll do so that next good. Time. Oh my God, my mouth is salivating thinking about it. So I'm like in line, waiting. The line is long. I'm like, I'm in no rush.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Why would you be?
I make it finally to the front of the In-N-Out line. And Cal's like, hey, look, are you coming home? And he was kind of being short with me at your house. But, and I even asked him, I was like, are you okay? Mm-hmm. Was everything fine? He was like, yeah, I'm fine. But even then I was like, he seems a little upset, but mm-hmm. I'll deal with it when I get home because yeah. I don't know what it could be. And finally I walk in. At this point though, now I've talked for 2 hours at dinner. I've talked to you for 3 hours at your house. I've just talked nonstop for 5 hours. I was tired, mm-hmm. but I was hungry. So I like walk in, and when I open the door to get from the garage into the house, you know, like where the bathroom mm-hmm. is, he's just standing there. And I screamed because I was like, he's never stood there. Yeah. I was like, ah, what are you doing here? And he was like, oh, I've just been waiting for you to get home. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go eat my burger. And so he like follows me into the kitchen. I sit at the island with my eyes closed in silence, eating my burger as he's standing there
just watching
me.
You.
And I didn't think anything of it, really. I was like, this is weird, but I was so tired and so hungry.
Yeah, I can't even think.
Even like, he was like, what did you and Alicia talk about? And I was like, tomorrow.
Yeah.
I was like, with my eyes closed.
You're like, shh.
And I've got like onion breath, like raw, a whole raw onion. And so then finally I get up and we're like, he like takes my hand and I was going to go to bed. And he always like walks me to bed at night. And so he's like walking me up and then he like stops by the, you know, like the little baby mm-hmm. gate we have. And he's like, we're going to leave them here. And I was like, what? And he like closes the door so that all the dogs are like in the living room. And he's like, I want to take you upstairs. And I'm like,
you're like, damn, God. I got onion breath.
I know.
Babe, you gotta let me brush my teeth.
And so I'm like, he walks me upstairs and I really wanted my water and I was too lazy to get my water bottle and I left it on my glam room table. And so he's like, I was like, can I get my water from the glam room? And he was like, okay. And he opens the door to the glam room and he's set up all of these candles. Shout out Jackie Ina. They were Forever Mood candles.
I love it.
And he put like a little like U shape and then candles kind of all around and they were all lit. And I was like, hold on. And I grabbed my water bottle and I'm like, chug, 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 chug. And then I was like, okay. And I like jumped back over the candles. And he was like, I didn't get to say everything that I wanted to say when I proposed, because as we all know, he had a really hard time getting his words out. And he told me at dinner right after he proposed that he didn't actually plan what he wanted to say. Cause he was like, I'll just wing it. But like, we all know he's not a wing it kind of guy.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I don't know why I thought that I should do that. He's like, I'm so sorry. And he goes into this like beautiful speech for me. And we actually didn't even film it, which a part of me was like, oh, I wish I had it. But also I'm like, it was such a beautiful moment between us. I won't even like go into the details,
yeah.
But it was so beautiful. And he like got nervous again. And it was so sweet. But he did a whole speech. And then I took off my ring and I made him do it again for me.
You're like, oh.
And I was like, do it again.
Wait,
like,
I okay. love that.
And it was just like a beautiful moment between us two. But then I felt so badly because he was waiting. He said, I lit and blew out the candles 3 times waiting for me to come home.
Oh my God. Because you left mine at 11:30. So you for sure weren't home before midnight.
I got home at midnight because I was eating my burger. Yeah. It was late. I felt so badly. I told him, I was like, I won't be home past like 9:15 at the latest.
Oh my God.
He was just like waiting.
He's like,
and he had ended his night early to like, cause he was waiting for me. I felt really badly, but he was so sweet and it was so beautiful.
No, you didn't. You're like, oh my God.
I loved it. No, I did feel bad. I was like, I wish, cause he had like, he was playing like games with his friends. And so he like probably ended early, but it was so funny. He read me. He never checks my, his Instagram ever, but he just read this to me today because I posted a little story the next day and I was like, he proposed again. It was so sweet. And everybody was so nice about it. And he sent me, I guess, Phil, Kaylee's fiance.
Oh my God.
He sent my story to him and just said, hey, Cal, fuck you. Making things harder for all us guys. Now I have to fly Red back to Rome just for a second proposal, you son of a bitch.
Oh my God, I love it.
They're so funny. And he just said, you better pack your bags, bitch. But it was so sweet. And it just was like, it was so funny because I was imagining you like being like, and he's just like sitting there like
waiting,
oh, shoot,
playing like sexy soon. Jazz music. Like, and then I'm like, and then, oh my God, I gotta fly. And then you're like, and then
like, it's a me. Yeah. It was so funny and so sweet. All in all, really, really sweet and really hilarious.
All in all, I can pride myself again that I am now messy again, not dirty. My house is spotless clean.
Gorgeous.
And Remy did make Cal waiting, but all worked out in the end.
It was beautiful.
Forever Mood candles were so good.
Iconic. I tagged Jackie and she was like, so honored to be a part of your second proposal.
Oh, I
like,
love it.
I love you, Jackie.
But yeah, be careful with fly traps, y'all.
Yeah.
They
all in all.
All in all.
Do you have any more? Or are you not using them ever again?
I'm not using, I have some empty ones that I'm like,
you know what you could do is you could set like a calendar for like reminder a day, for like a week, 3 weeks or whatever. Yeah. And be like, take it in. So you don't forget.
I think more than anything, I'm just, I feel like I grew a lot through that experience.
You did. You faced your fears head on.
No, like truly I got you.
Again, I hope I never need it, but it's nice to know right in here that if I needed to.
Yeah.
Well, all in all, thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode, Pretty Basic, where you can get homeowner tips, exterminator tips,
situationship tips, toxic tips.
Yeah, all the things. I think that this was a great episode. And comment down below a little fly emoji.
No. You can do a fly emoji, but I would prefer you do like
do the soap with the bubbles.
With a little...
You know, the soap bar?
Oh, yeah. Maybe just the soap.
That's cute because Alicia's clean. And we love you guys. And we'll catch you next episode. Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.